If you were asked to do a series on the founding fathers of America, who would you select? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton. There are so many from which to choose. But my guess is you might not think to include Augustine, John of Salisbury, Thomas Aquinas, Martin Luther, John Calvin, Huldrych Zwingli, John Knox, Guillaume Farel, Christopher Goodman. Do you even know those names? Have you ever considered why we have human governments and what their proper role includes? One writer, J.T. McNeil, said virtually all political theorizing between Cicero in 56 A.D. and Jean Bodin's The Republic in 1576 was produced by Christians with biblical principles undergirding it. America was built on a biblically informed view of man and government. Christians here were given an opportunity to take part in their own rule as virtually no believers in history ever had before. But tell me, when was the last time your pastor or any pastor you've heard taught from the Bible about political theory? Yes, I know, the gospel is the core of their calling and it cannot be neglected. But the gospel is good news about everything. Abraham Kuyper, Prime Minister of the Netherlands in the early 20th century and a devout Christian, said, "There is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine.' Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and without the Bible, America would not have been born. But who teaches you that today? Have we been good stewards and protected the gift that God gave us in America? For Point of View, I'm Bob Allen with a point to ponder.